Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm coming to you live from 5G World in London, England, and I'm delighted to have Mark Noh, Senior Director of Business Development from NetNumber with me. Welcome, Mark. How's it going?
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me.
So, Mark, it's been a while since NetNumber's been on the show, and why don't you go ahead and introduce your role there and give us a little bit of history on NetNumber.
Sure. As you said, I'm the Senior Director of Business Development for Private LTE at NetNumber. NetNumber, based in the Boston area, we're a software company. Been around about 20 years or almost 20 years. Basically, our software components are used in the signaling and routing control aspect of mobile operator networks. And what we strive to do is really simplify the signaling and routing control components through consolidation, through scaling, and just through simple technology for that matter. We have about 20 different software modules that all sit underneath what we call our NetNumber Titan platform. So it's really a single application that gives you options for signaling, routing control software options, about 20 different modules that rides underneath that. So typically our customers are mobile operators, carriers, tier one, tier two, tier three. And then more recently, enterprise customers, and that's because of our private LTE solution.
So that was where I was going to go next. LTE, very well understood in terms of wireless capability for handheld devices, but you're introducing something called private LTE.
Correct.
Tell me about why private LTE and why a focus on the enterprise.
Private LTE is really a scaled down version that's privately owned and operated by an enterprise, using all the same 3GPP standards components that the big guys use. The reason that enterprises like mining, defense, energy are interested in private LTE technology or LTE technology is because they have other challenges that existing wireless technologies really doesn't work well with. For instance, interference in these environments, similar to manufacturing environments. Wireless technologies like Wi-Fi really don't handle that as well as what LTE does. Also, a larger coverage area. With LTE, you can get a much larger coverage area than you can with Wi-Fi, or at least with much less equipment and operation and maintenance than that Wi-Fi has. So these are the kind of environments that are realizing that LTE technology itself, due to just evolution, right, virtualization, for instance, virtualization technology, containerization, these are technologies that have evolved with LTE such that now you can take these components, these 3GPP components, and very simply put it into a small x86 COTS environment. You can leverage virtualization, containerization, and a much simpler approach to operation and maintenance such that an enterprise can embrace private LTE. It's not just for a mobile carrier or mobile operator anymore.
When you look at these industrial environments, I would assume that you're not just thinking about connecting the workers in these spaces, but also the IoT devices that are proliferating these environments.
Absolutely. So a good example of that is mining.
Mm-hmm.
Mining, really, if you look at autonomous vehicle operations, the mines, which sometimes are spread, you know, hundreds of square miles, the big land movers, the ones that are 30 feet high, these things have been autonomous for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And their job is to keep busy in the mine, picking up, taking a load from one site to another to keep the mine flowing. These, in the past, were using Wi-Fi. And Wi-Fi was very difficult and high cost because of the number of access points you had to have. You actually also had to move them around the mining to make it work correctly. So this is a very good example where when LTE evolved to the point such as mines said, you know what, it's got enough capacity, it's got the interference characteristics we need, we don't need as many access points, we need to look at this technology now to run our autonomous vehicle network. So that was really one of the first use cases for private LTE was in mining. And now that's evolved to, okay, it works well for the autonomous vehicles, why don't we enable the employees that are using public mobile networks to be able to use this private network as well. So that's now in the next application of the mines, as well as LMR technology, being able to take the security push-to-talk applications that LAN mobile radio, walkie-talkies, typically provide that solution for, but integrate that into private LTE smartphone handsets as well, and just further consolidate and reduce the OPEX costs.
What is the difference from a deployment standpoint and underlying technology in deploying a private LTE network with an environment like this versus what the large carriers are doing? And what does it take to actually provide that hybrid link into the public LTE networks?
There are some common characteristics when it comes to private LTE. Usually you have an area where you have, compared to a carrier, a small number of subscribers, 20 to 50 subscribers in an area. Maybe it's on a ship, for an example. But what happens is that you have many of these areas. So we call these edges. So while you might not have, you know, the number of subscribers that you would normally see in a mobile operator's network, right, which a lot of times is hundreds of thousands, millions, right, you have a very small amount, but you have many of them. So many mobile edge computing type environments. Also in these environments, there's typically a need to be able to have a hardened compute footprint, you know, having to put these in mines, for an example, or on a ship, et cetera. And it needs to be a very small footprint because it's a very limited resource area that they have. So that's another typical requirement in a private LTE network. That and it's the enterprise. They're used to using virtualization and containerization technologies long before actually mobile operators did. And a common requirement is the fact that, well, the private LTE network and maybe the collaboration is just one application, but they have a dozen more that they need to fit in that very small x86 compute footprint. So now you have a dozen applications. They have their safety applications, they have their logistics, what have you, in those particular use cases that all need to exist in the same environment. So the ability to virtualize to a very small amount of virtual resources or containerize to a small amount of virtual resources is very important in these environments as well. So these are some of the common characteristics. The last thing I would say is automating the subscriber database. There's a big OPEX cost if you have to manage your subscribers on all of those edges and all those edge locations. So things like having an API, being able to interface that to a web portal or to OSS BSS such that when a subscriber's add, move, change occurs, it's automatically done via an API and it's distributed into the network to the right edge locations automatically.
Tell me about your LTE business and where you're seeing traction today.
Well, initially mining. Again, like I said, autonomous vehicles and now moving into other applications that private LTE is enabling. Beyond that, maritime and defense. And into the defense environment, it's putting all of that compute resource with all of our software components, as well as an eNode B radio and EPC, which is running in that same compute footprint, in a backpack.
Oh, wow.
That's serving an army company of maybe 20 to 30 soldiers. We have many companies now, and they're mobile, and you're going to have soldiers that are going to move or roam between these tactical bubbles, as we call them. In the past, they've really only had the walkie-talkies
right. In
LMR, so they're trying to change that with a private LTE tactical bubble network. Maritime and energy, these are environments, you know, on a ship where it's really the exact same thing. You have many of them. It could be merchant vessels, it may be fishing vessels. There could be ferry services up in the Northwest per se, and with all of the ferries, and being able to provide broadband services on these to employees as well as to roaming subscribers. In that case, you may have a private LTE network where you're providing a SIM management with devices that employees need to do their job, but at the same time, you might have subscribers coming on board that are temporary and want to use a roaming solution. So now you have to have the capability of having a little more complicated environment for peering arrangements, for
back and
roaming
all of that,
agreements, yeah. And that gets a lot more extensive, but it's an area that creating these hybrid environments is important. There's a lot of different ways to attack that, and so we're working on a lot of solutions in that environment as well.
Now, I know you guys are members of the Intel Network Builders Program. Tell me about the collaboration with Intel here.
We recommend using Intel processors with all of our software that are deployed inside of the private LTE solution. We use the Intel Nook product a lot of time in our demonstrations because it has all the characteristics we need to be able to support that small compute resource environment usually heavily virtualized, because these environments, we find that enterprise customers may want to embrace something they're already familiar with, like a VMware environment or KVM, all Linux environment, and then containers as well. So obviously Intel's proven in all of those technologies, and that is the reference technology that we recommend in an x86 platform.
Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you about this. It's a fascinating space. Final question for you. Where can folks find out more information about the solutions you've been talking about and maybe take a look at a demo of a solution?
Well, of course, I could say go to netnumber.com. If you want to look in the solutions area, you'll find a recent white paper that we've written on private LTE and some other collateral.
Thanks so much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much for having us.